due to heavy rain of this year, usually this is happened. Even last year, the same problem was happened. And at the end, the UNIMIS, in my nation mission in Western Bahasagali State, they start after to construct the bridge of Topo Bridge. And at the end, we reached, and me, myself, I was the Minister of Information in Western Bahasagali State. I just went there with a delegation, and we opened the bridge of Topo Bridge in Raja County. But due to heavy rain this year in Raja County also, the bridge, half of the bridge, some of a part of it, not all the bridge, but part of the bridge has been collapsed by the rain. Because this river is just connect Raja County from Sopo, and it is just coming from the Central Africa. Part of the bridge has been collapsed, and I want to give thanks to you of Sopo, and also the chiefs and some elders there. They maintain the place, the part of the bridge, which the one which is collapsed 2 weeks ago. And even after yesterday, the heavy rains again came from the Central Africa and also washed all the part that they have been maintaining 2 days ago. This is for the second time right now. And now the road is not functioning like usually, like what is just happening 2 years or 2 months ago. Now they are just transporting the commodities and some of the goods by their head from Sopo to Wau and from Wau to Raja. They have like two cars will come from one from Wau and one from Raja, and then they will just loading all the commodities to another car. Sopo, then from there it will go to Raja County. This is the situation right now in Sopo Bridge.
So what is the importance of this bridge which links Raja County to Wau County, the capital of Western Bahasagali State?
Okay, really this bridge is very important to us. We know from Raja to capital city of Western Bahasagali State, which is Wau, we have one bridge. We have only one bridge which is constructed by the UNIMIS. And now, we know the importance of roads and the importance of the bridge. Collapsing of this bridge, that means the commodities will not reach to Raja County, and also the communication between the communities from Sopo to Benzibir, from Benzibir to Sopo to Kuru to other places, it will be very difficult to the citizens to move from the place to another, especially from Raja to Benzibir. Let me just say to Benzibir, Payam Benzibir, because it's one of our Payam in Raja County. And now this river, the collapsing of this bridge divides the county to two. Either you be in Raja, you will not receive any commodities from Wau. Either you be in Benzibir, you will not receive any commodities or any other seeds, agricultural seeds from Raja County. So for me as a commissioner, as one of the citizens of Raja County, this bridge is very important to me to link all the members of the community, also to transport goods and the commodities from the county to the state, from the state to the county. Also, it will support in maintaining peace and maintaining the security within the Bumhas, within the county, and also until we reach today's stage.
So you have roughly 50,000 people in Raja who are cut off from Wau, and the road is impassable right now without the bridge.
Yeah.
What services are lacking in Raja right now as a result of the collapse of the Sopo bridge, and what is the humanitarian situation like there?
Up to now, the humanitarian services is good in Raja County because due to rain season, we provide the medicine, we provide some of the services in Raja County because we know the road is not good. And also we're just expecting some cutting of road within the rain season 3 months ago. But I try to maintain the road from Benzibir, from Ujuku Payam to Raja County. That's why it was helping the moving of humanitarian agencies and also moving of the communities, moving of the goods, moving of any troops from Wau to Raja, it was help. Right now, we are missing of some of the commodities in Raja local market. Definitely the price of the market, the price of the commodities will go higher because of the road, because of the cutting of the bridge. This is one of my expectation that maybe the raising of the commodities, it will affect our local communities. So really, they don't have money. They don't have access to go to Wau and buying some commodities from there. The trend is also that we not have access of road to go to Wau to bring the commodities from Wau to Raja. It will affect the movement of the community. So right now, some of the commodities, even the fuel in Raja County, the price is going higher. And I'm trying. We also all the community members to the government of Western Bakazari State, we are trying to maintain this park which is collapsed within the short time because we don't want the citizens to be affected by this collapsing of the bridge, and also the rising of the commodities will go higher. Also, the transport of some of seeds, and now we are in season of harvesting, the farming project, and other things. Also, this will affect our communities and our citizens in Raja County.
What is your government doing to respond to this situation?
Okay, we had a meeting with Honorable Governor, Honorable Sara Kletoria, and we have a really very strong discussion about the bridge and also about the maintaining the road. Before the bridge, we put a strategy that we are going to maintain the road from Wau to Raja and then from Raja to Boro Medina. Fortunately, we had that the bridge is collapsed. Then we had another project of how we can maintain the bridge very quickly, urgently, because we don't want our community or our business to be affected by the collapse in some part of the bridge. So right now, we are just mobilizing some of the materials, some of the tools. Then we transport it to support Buma. Then I will go there. We start with some of the engineers maintaining the path which is collapsed 2 weeks ago.
And I understand, Commissioner, you have an appeal to make to the national government and humanitarian agencies?
Yeah. Also through Voice of America, I want to also appeal to all organizations, all the humanitarian agencies that we really need their support to helping us maintaining this bridge and also the road between Raja and Wau. And also, it's not our part in the state or in the country. This is part of the national government. Also, let them just play a big role so that we can maintain the road and maintain the bridge. And we allow our citizens to move freely from state to the county and from county to the state. For us as a government of the county, we have some local resources. We cannot maintain the bridge. We cannot maintain the road because it's not our part. But as a government, this is our part also as a government of the country. We can support with the state government, with the national government, to ensure that the road is working, the road is functioning very well for our citizens, even for us, even for all the humanitarian services to reach the place.